Public hearing is subdivision 2005-37, Durwood Bennett.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 9.85 acres into 10 lots located north of Route 84, 250 feet northwest of Route 363. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any update on the review by the Technical Advisory Committee.
Mr. Wheatley, this application was reviewed by the TAC Committee on April 27th of last year. That report will be made a part of the record. The applicant's engineers submitted an exhibit booklet on May the 4th. I think each of you has received a copy of that.
Excuse me, Mr. Lang. Folks, if you're going to talk, I'd prefer that you step out in the lobby and do it, because we are having a meeting here. Thank you. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
And on April the 17th, the engineers submitted an approved septic statement from DENREC. Also with that was a preliminary groundwater impact assessment, which was reviewed by DENREC. And we also received another copy of the deed restrictions, and they'll all be made a part of the record.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Jennifer Pinoza. I'm with Greenstone Engineering in our Milton office. I'm representing the applicant. The subdivision is called The Meadows at Baird, and the exhibit is the same one that you have in the front cover of your booklet. The site is 9.85 acres. We are proposing 10 single-family lots to be constructed in 2 5-lot phases. The average lot size is 3/4 acre. The current zoning is AR1. We feel the subdivision fits within the comprehensive plans since all the surrounding homes are of similar size, low density, about 0.5 to 1 acre lots. We integrated the site into the surrounding landscape by enhancing the perimeter hedgerow with a 50-foot wide forested buffer around the entire site, and all existing trees will be preserved on the site. A wetland reconnaissance was performed, and no wetlands were found to exist except those found within the banks of the perimeter tack stitches and drainage swales. And a 50-foot wide buffer is proposed to protect these wetlands from any erosion or pollutants. The 50-foot buffer will also act as a screening to any neighboring properties. Water service is provided by individual on-site wells. Sanitary sewer will be provided through a community septic system. As Mr. Abbott said, we currently have septic feasibility approval for 5 lots. DENREC recommends constructing the roads and stormwater facilities first for the first 5 lots and then reevaluating the soils for feasibility of the additional 5. Our geologist and DENREC also agree that the improved site should lower the water table sufficiently to allow for all 10 lots. If the second phase is not deemed feasible in the future, we have met with the engineering department and found there are plans for the county future sewer on County Route 84, which we would tap into later. And the community system will be designed in accordance with county requirements. For stormwater management, there will not be an increase in runoff rates or flooding potential as a result of the proposed subdivision, as required by the state stormwater regulations. We anticipate a quantity stormwater waiver due to the change in runoff curve number from agricultural to residential land use. Stormwater quality management is being achieved through 3 different bioswales or infiltration, depending on the results of the soil borings. And the biofiltration swales will be consistent with DENREC and Sussex Conservation District Green Technology Best Management Practices. For drainage, the site is surrounded on all 3 sides by private or tack stitches. The site is well drained with positive outfall on all 3 sides. There's a ridge line across the center of the site and naturally drains from north to south, or north and south. And we are going to preserve the natural drainage of the site. The roads will be designed to minimize any discharge onto the existing road system. And there's no history of flooding or drainage complaints. We have met with DENREC's drainage system to discuss maintaining the perimeter tack stitches. The roads will be privately maintained. It's just 1 cul-de-sac. It's known as Privy Lane. It has been approved by the addressing department. They will be designed in accordance with the County of Fire Marshal regulations for safe vehicular and pedestrian access. A preliminary site plan and entrance plan was previously submitted to DLDOT, and we are currently addressing their comments. DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study due to its small size. It's only 10 lots, so there's a minimal increase in traffic. And there were 3 issues that were brought up in the TAC comments that we wanted to address. One was the potential of a Delmarva fox squirrel. We don't anticipate this being an issue. Fox squirrels generally inhabit mature forest, and the site only contains a hedgerow. Outside of the hedgerow are just agricultural lands with a network of tax ditches, and no trees are going to be cleared because of the project. The second issue brought up in TAC were wetland impacts, and like I said before, the wetland reconnaissance was previously performed by Delaware Environmental, and none were present. And the third was the nuisance of waterfowl if stormwater ponds are present, and we're not proposing any open water stormwater ponds. So we feel we've designed a nice site with an attractive community. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All righty. Thank you very much. We'll see if anyone has it.
Mr. Smith.
Question for Mr. Robertson. Have you reviewed the restrictive covenants and find them to be?
Yeah, I think originally at the time my TAC memo was done, they didn't have them, but they were since submitted, and I reviewed them, and they're compliant with everything I need to look for.
Yeah. Maintenance. They should also be in your packet.
Yeah, and they're in, actually, they're in here, yeah, and they're in the Planning and Zoning Commission's file. But, yeah, they address everything we look at as far as types of homes, maintenance, stormwater management, roads, buffers, that type of thing.
Satisfied that it passes on the maintenance of the common areas to the homeowners.
Yeah, although it does, well, I guess there's not a whole lot of common areas except for the what's labeled as the drain field, at least on the site I have.
And the bioswales.
The bioswales, yeah. Right.
I'm sorry, your name was Jen?
No, it was P.E.
Did I hear you say that all the existing trees on the site would be saved?
Yes.
Those on the hedgerow?
There's a perimeter hedgerow, and there won't be any land disturbance that far out.
No other questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Gordy?
Are any of the lots within the 50-foot buffer?
The lots themselves are within the buffer.
They're in the buffer?
Yes.
So will there be any, is there any deed restrictions on those as far as cutting?
I know there's reference to maintenance. I'll have to check to see if there's reference to not disturbing them. I'll check on that. Give me a second. Get back to me on that one.
So what type of housing are you proposing as far as value?
The value?
You got that far yet?
I'm not sure. I think, we're thinking around a 3,000 square foot home.
Minimum
of 2,100. Sir, I need you to come up and give us your name and...
My name is Durwood Bennett. I reside in Ocean View, Delaware. I'm one of the partners in this community. We have addressed the square footage in the deed restrictions. I believe they call for 2,100 square foot single family site built homes only.
Now, is it a land home package or?
No, we're going to sell the lots individually. Every homeowner will have the opportunity to hire the contractor of their choice.
Will you have any say on what kind of architectural?
We do have an architectural review committee, which will be the developers until the homeowner association is formed.
Okay, thank you.
And that's in the restrictions.
612 roof pitch, wasn't it?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
You can keep going if you want. I mean, it's going to take me a second.
Are we approving five lots and then the other five? I mean, how...
There's two phases. It's a total of 10.
Just two phases.
Just construction will be. No. For the first five.
Okay.
Hopefully, by the time we build out those first five, we'll get approval for the second five.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Do you have septic feasibility on 10 for 10 lots or five lots?
What you should have, if I may address that question, is a comment from DENREC that says, based on their modeling, they're not sure if the site will, the community septic area will handle all 10, but they're willing to give us approval for five now. And once the five are in, they want us to do some tests to confirm that, in fact, it will handle five more.
Well,
they are putting a limiting condition on us, and we're here to get approval for 10.
I would find it very difficult to approve 10 lots if only five have been approved for septic. I'm only one commissioner, but that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? I mean,
if I may, sir, if you will read the letter from DENREC and the feasibility, they are not saying that 10 will not be approved.
They're not saying 10 will be approved either, and that's what they need to say for us to make a decision.
And the
in
fact,
my opinion.
And the fact that this property is in an approved sewer district has no bearing?
Not if you're not going to run sewer out there, Doug. If
If you're not going to run sewer to it, who cares whether it's in a district or not?
It obviously makes sense for us as a developer making money on sale of land to provide the sewer as soon as possible.
Well, I think, has county engineering said that, I think maybe what Mr. Wheatley's getting to is that you don't have anything from county engineering either to affirmatively saying that they could supply sewer to this project at this time, or do you? I don't know if that's...
No, it's currently under design right now. It's not
actually constructed. What sewer district would it be in? Do you know?
Jefferson, I can't remember.
Johnson's Corner?
That's what it is.
Yeah, which I'm not even sure that's an approved district yet at this point. I know they're going through the referendum process and getting it up and running, so...
You used to have a reference in the code or just comment from engineering that made reference to that they would comment on subdivision applications if there was going to be sewer available within 5 years, but that just might be a number that was discussed. I don't know if it's in the actual ordinance.
The Johnson's Corner Sewer District's in flux. I mean, it was one that was sort of on the back burner, and now it's getting on the front burner again. So, I mean, it's probably not that far off, but it's not been finalized yet. Is the way I understand it to be.
Yes, if I might add, Steve Parsons, we're here for 10 approval on 10 lots. We know we can only get septic perhaps for the first five, but we want to have all 10 of them be approved. If they're approved, there's just be our lots and there's just be a record, but we'd like to have 10 lots. We've done our best to address the sewer system, getting five, and we have every reason to believe, according to the state, that we'll have approval for the second phase of the second five lots when the first five are done. So I just want to make that clear.
Mr. Lank, has there been a precedent before? I mean, has this commission ever approved I mean, I know they haven't in the last 12 years, but it could have been, maybe they did before, ever approved the subdivisions without benefit of...
Years ago, the subdivision applications were reviewed and given consideration without even comments from DENREC, but that was 20 or 30 plus years ago.
Right. That's not the way we do it today.
Precedent recent now.
But there's one I want to check on. I'm not sure it had to do with sewer. It might have had to do with DelDOT. And I can't remember. It's been since I've been here. I want to see how it's been handled.
As it was said earlier, this is a land use question, not a question of whether or not the lots are acceptable for sewer. It's a land use question. So with that in mind...
It's a planning.
Steve, I think you're splitting hairs pretty finely.
I'm being respectful,
I understand.
That's what you said. That's what you said. I've sat here all evening. And it's a land use question.
You're interrupting me.
I'll
Thank
sit down.
You.
But, Mr. Chairman, I would like an opportunity to check on that to see how it's been handled.
All right,
so that we are consistent.
Yeah. Thank you.
The one thing we've done in areas where a sewer district was anticipated within 5 years has been that the applicant would provide the sewer lines.
Right.
And I know the bad situation about that was that, for example, Seadell Estates, which is right on Oceanfront, was developed in 1976. Sewer didn't become available till the mid-80s or later. I can't remember what year, but it was quite some time that the pipeline was in the ground. That had been done that way before.
I'd like to offer one other thing. I make sure the commission understands. I believe the reason engineering is looking for sewer in this area is because it's within the environmentally sensitive area, and that's the same study area that they're using for their sewer boundaries. And that would include the first 600 feet of this property, but not the entirety of the property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe, from what I know about their methodology, that there would be looking at the remainder of the property, merely this first 600 feet for sewer. So just...
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's the case with the Johnson's Corner District.
Well, and that's correct. Within the Johnson, basically the GR district, that's Johnson Corner, that would be the entire area within that GR district.
And well, gentlemen, in as much as the availability of utilities, and in this case specifically septic and sewer, is at least in my mind, a rather basic tenet and standard against which land use appropriateness is measured, I think we need something definitive about 10 lots, not five, but I'm only one of five commissioners.
Looking at Denrec's approval, I can't see where they said it. They just limited it to five. They've approved it.
They approved it with five or approved it with 10?
It doesn't reference five or 10. They've approved it.
Well, if they've approved it,
Jack Hayes.
Well, if they've approved it, they've approved it.
I hope it was for 10 lots.
Well, obviously somebody doesn't think so, and it wasn't me until the applicant said something.
And maybe I misspoke.
It wasn't me until the applicant said something. If it's approved, it's approved. Let's go home.
In a lot of cases, Denrec in the past has just said the site's feasible for septic. They don't even give us much detail.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
That was approved.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's continue. Let's give council a chance to review and give us an opinion, and we'll go from there. I'm not trying to hold anybody up. So, were you done?
I was done.
Mr. Link, were you done?
No, I haven't said anything yet.
All right, it's your turn.
Somebody stated that, and I might have heard it wrong, that the area around this site's in agriculture use. Is that right?
Opposite the hedgerow, yes.
Now, the hedgerow is just a hedgerow, and
there's ditches in the hedgerow, and there's
the
a
land
whole
on the opposite side of the hedgerow is actually an agriculture activity.
Yes, there's a whole network of tax ditches out there.
Okay, so and there was a question raised earlier, if any of the, do the lots include the buffer zone?
Yes.
Typically, the commission has required a 30-foot buffer be set aside and not be in the lot. Not include the lots.
It's not in the building restriction line, but it is actually an easement on the lot.
Yeah, I understand that, but what they have required in most cases, I won't say all unless we're at to research that too, that a 30-foot buffer be provided around the perimeter line adjoining an agriculture active site that's active, okay? And then that there be a 20-foot setback from that, which gets to 50.
Right.
And what you're showing is that the buffer 30-foot is shown as 50, but it's actually on the lots themselves.
Right.
And they haven't accepted that, I don't believe, at all, but maybe once or twice. I'd have to look.
And the TAC report, Department of Ag, stated that the buffer is sufficient to meet the county requirements.
Department of Ag said that?
Yes.
That's nice of them to make that determination for us, wasn't it?
Well, we appreciate the same, it. They're getting the same thing what they're saying, I guess. And we were required that 30-foot be landscaped. So, I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that. I heard right anyway.
And we are proposing landscaping in the buffer.
Yeah, I understand. I was just thinking about what we've done in the past. Again, we're looking at precedent again.
Well, there you go. We're going to find out. Okay, Mr. Couts.
I just looked on the map. This is north of the Johnson Corner study area, so it's not included within. Question I have is, you may have said this, are you going to use artesian water?
No, they're on-site wells, individual
wells. Because artesian's got a CPCN right next door.
I think the plan was still to use
property to the west.
If I may address that, I called the county and asked that question if there was any proposed sewer water districts, and I was told that that was not available or there were none.
I'll check the records, but my understanding is that artesian has a CPCN for the property right to the west.
We can certainly coordinate with artesian to see if they'd be interested in servicing this community.
That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Robertson.
No, I don't have any more questions. It doesn't look like there was anything in the restrictions, though, about prohibitions against what you could or couldn't do in that buffer or those lots. I mean, there was talk about maintenance of common areas.
If that needs to be addressed, we will certainly do that.
Okay. All righty. Well, we thank you. We'll ask you to take a seat. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-37? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition of subdivision 2005-37? Is there anyone on the commission has any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the night with us and see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.